Welcome to the Wordy Girl Entertainment Podcast. I am your writer-in-chief, Rosalind Jackson. I am a lover of words, and that love led me to a passion for writing. And what's the next best thing to writing? Talking about writing. So kick back and join me for mind-blowing chats about writing, covering everything from screenplays to novels to poetry, from nonfiction books to songwriting, and much more. Today I'm reviewing the film Colette. It's written by Richard Glatzer, Wash Westmoreland, Rebecca Lenkiewicz. I don't know how to say her last name. It's Lenkiewicz, something like that. Forgive me. And it's directed by Wash Westmoreland, starring Keira Knightley as Gabrielle, a.k.a. Colette, and Dominic West as Henry, a.k.a. Willie. And I'll read the log line from IMDb. The log line is, Colette is pushed by her husband to write novels under his name. Upon their success, she fights to make her talents known, challenging gender norms. So Colette starts out with Gabrielle, her real name, and her parents entertaining a guest, which is Henry, a.k.a. Willie. And he and her parents, they chatted up while she meekly serves them tea. At first, I thought she was the help or something, but then she sat down at the table and joined them. And then I realized that she was a part of the family. And eventually he leaves, and her parents, they start discussing what his real purpose was for being there. Apparently he had visited a few times, and so that meant he had his eye on Gabrielle. That's what they did back in the day. If a young girl, which is a thought to think about, lived at home with her parents, and there was a man who was interested in her, he would come to the house and court her basically by getting to know the parents, and I guess they wouldn't come right out and say, I want to be with your daughter. They would come and socialize a few times and get to know everyone. So they have a bit of concern because they are not rich people and they don't have a dowry to give to Willie. So that's their worry. But it turns out they don't really have to worry about that because Willie is really, he is into her. And so Gabrielle asked to go for a walk, and her mother says yes, as long as she picks up some blackberries and bring them back so she can make a pie later. So we see her walking along the path in the countryside, and it's all the grass and beautiful scenery, and you know, she's carrying this little bucket, and we think she's on her way to go pick some blackberries for her mother. But she walks into a barn, and inside is Willie. He's in there waiting on her. And apparently they've been getting it on for a while now. And so that's what they do. They, you know, have sex. We find out Gabrielle has hopes of getting out of Burgundy, which is a small little countryside place in France. And her dream is to move to the exciting, glamorous big city of Paris. And she knows Willie is her ticket. So Willie marries her and gives her her dream of living in Paris. Only when she gets there, she quickly learns that it's not all it's cracked up to be. She finds the people to be pretentious and boring, and she wants more out of life. In the meantime, Willie, who's a book publisher and author, is having financial problems. The books that they have on their roster aren't selling. Come to find out, Gabrielle has been doing some writing of her own and shows it to Willie. It's not good, but it has bones, so he helps her shape the story. And he publishes the story with his name listed as the author because at that time, women authors don't sell. They name the book Claudine at School. And eventually they go on to write three more Claudine books. So the first book becomes really popular and everybody is reading it. They become the talk of the town and basically they become a celebrity couple. Just think of what we know as a celebrity couple today, that they basically had the same thing back then. They were the talk of Paris, the talk of Paris. So they start hanging out with more interesting worldly people. Basically, it looks like they kind of hang out in speakeasies and things like that, where the atmosphere is a little loose and people are a little more wild. And Willie starts having affairs. And Gabrielle, who now goes by Colette, has taken an interest in having sex with women. And Willie encourages it. So basically, they have an open marriage. Now that Colette has gotten her independence, she has stopped writing as much. She's not really that interested in Colette anymore. And Willie is like, oh, hell no, you're going to write. So he locks her in a room and he won't let her out until she writes for at least 4 hours. And she, you know, pitches a fit at first and she's banging on the door, let me out, let me out, let me out. And eventually she calms down and she starts to crank out that next book. And fast forward to where Colette meets Missy, who's an openly gay woman who dresses like a man. And they start doing theater together. And they end up doing this play together where at the end they kiss. And the people in the audience weren't ready for that. And they break out in a riot, like an actual riot. They're throwing food and chairs at the stage. And basically Colette and Missy have to run off the stage because if not, they were going to get beat up. In the meantime, even though the Colette books are popular, Willie gets in financial trouble again because of his gambling and excessive shopping. He loves to furnish their house with beautiful furniture, and he likes to have it decked out, and he basically likes living that fine life. Well, this puts a damper in their finances, and he's forced to sell Claudine. He's forced to sell the rights to Claudine. When Colette gets word of this, she becomes furious, and she leaves Willie and goes on to do her thing with Missy. They continue to do their plays, and she ends up writing her own book with her own name on it. Her book was called La Vagabonde, which was about her life and her struggles during her stage career. And it also dealt with being an independent woman in a male society. And that's basically what the movie was about. Overall, I really liked the movie. The cinematography was beautiful. I love the beautiful countrysides. They had some beautiful shots of what it looked like, the fields, the beautiful lush fields. I thought that was beautiful. The acting was amazing. Dominic West, who played Willie, he was amazing. I think he stole the movie. He pretty much dominated every scene that he was in. And that's not to take anything away from Kira. She was really good too, but Dominic was just that much stronger and he just took it home. And he's an amazing actor. He has such range. He can play a lot of different characters. Everybody mainly remembers him from The Wire, where he played a cop, and to see him play this role, that's like a big range. I love the dialogue. I thought it was smart and tight. The costume design and production design was beautiful. The Parisian style was very represented. It just looked beautiful. And so I was drawn to this movie because of the girl power element of it. I love to see women play roles where they rise above patriarchy. So I'm all about that girl power. Although I really like this movie, I wasn't blown away by it. So for that reason, I give Colette 7 out of 10 stars. So I would recommend that people see the movie, especially if they love a girl power element. And if you are a writer, I would say definitely see this movie because you will relate to the writing aspect of it. So those are my thoughts on Colette.
Thanks for taking the time to tune in to the Wordy Girl Entertainment Podcast. Don't forget to check out my blog at www.wordygirlent.com. That's WordyGirlEnt.com. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter at WordyGirlENT and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/WordyGirlENT. And always remember, it all begins with a single word. So what are you waiting for? Go write.